Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So have you seen the big restaurant health grades that started appearing in restaurant windows this summer in New York City? And do you care? Has it changed the way you choose where to eat on this Friday before a weekend of hopefully a meal or two out in the snow at one of the 24,000 restaurants in New York City? We want you to call in right now and tell us how much you take into consideration, the A, B, or C grade when you're choosing a restaurant. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. How low will you go? Do you still go to that restaurant you've gone to for years, even though they now have a giant C in the window? Did you know that Le Bernardin, the three-star Michelin restaurant by the famous chef Eric Ripert, got a C on first inspection? It has an A rating now, but would you balk at going to a fancy restaurant if it had anything but an A? Do you care about the grades only if you're trying out a new place? What are your health grade standards? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And restaurant owners, you can also call in. Oh, our lines are full already with eaters. And owners, if you can find an open line here, if you want to post on our site, also get in and tell us if it has helped or hurt business to have to display your health grade in the window. 212-433-9692. And while your calls are coming in, we're joined by Alan Sitzma, senior editor of the food blog Grub Street at New York Magazine. Hey, Alan, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So how bad is it in people's experience so far? You know, if you get a C, if you're La Bernardin versus a more divey place in South Brooklyn somewhere.
Well, if you get something like a C, the way it works is it's the first inspection. So what will happen is you don't have to put that C right up. La Bernardin never had a C in its window, for example. Uh-huh. You'll get what's called like grade pending. And then they come back in a couple weeks and they reinspect you, at which point then you get the grade. So if you've bumped up to an A, then that becomes your grade. So you don't have to put a C, you know, if you had, I don't know what the violations were for La Bernardin, for example, but they never actually had the C in the window, just grade pending. But if you see that, then you know something might be up.
And what are they actually measuring?
What are they measuring? You mean what are they looking for?
Yeah.
Well, the health officials, you know, it's a very contested kind of thing because it's sort of subjective. They have sort of lists of rules that they go through, but anything from a broken tile to an exposed light bulb to broccoli, you know, being put in a shelf under raw chicken is going to give you violation points. And then once those rack up, if you get more than, I believe it's 13 is the most that you can have and still get an A. And so a lot of people are getting these. They're not doing anything wrong necessarily. They're getting them because, you know, maybe there's a sink that's too close to a trash can or a tile's broken, something like that.
Lisa in the East Village, you care about the grades?
Not at all. I could not care less.
Because?
Well, I like to go on reputation, prior experience, and also the reality is I come from an older, dirtier, far less precious New York, where you basically expected that, you know, there were going to be things in your food that maybe you didn't want to know of. Anybody who buys a package of hot dogs doesn't think about what's really in those hot dogs. You know, you're not going to find a 100% sanitary experience no matter where you go. Heaven is going to be sanitary, I assume. Until that point, people should just enjoy what they're eating and not worry too much about it.
Thank you very much. David in Manhattan, a waiter. Hi, David. You're on WNYC.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? What's up with your restaurant?
I work at a restaurant, and we got a B, and we were kind of nervous, and then it seemed fine. People were really, really cool about it.
And what did the B mean? Could you tell me why? You don't have to identify your restaurant. Can you tell me why it got a B rather than an A?
You know, some of the rules are kind of silly, but I think there was a bunch of eggs, and one of them was cracked, and that was like something like 7 points, you know, for a cracked egg. You know, and so it can be kind of arbitrary, and it does depend on who comes, which is kind of frustrating.
So what response did you see on the part of patrons?
They were just, most people just made a joke about it or something like that and then just ate anyway. No problem.
Thanks for calling in. Anita in Jersey City, you care about the grades?
Yeah, I do. I think they make a difference.
Uh-huh.
I like the fact that even institutions, like there's a restaurant in Park Slope that has been around a long time and very popular, got a pending grade and then was shut down. And it makes sense because I've been in there and I can see that they're not necessarily taking care of everything. And the fact that it got shut down tells me something, you know, just affirms that feeling that I have anyway.
And so if you could see it with your own eyes, do you need the government to tell you this?
Not necessarily. But in the case of that restaurant, because it was so popular, I guess, and the food was good, I kind of thought, it's probably all right. But having the grade sort of helped sort of wake me up to the mm-hmm. fact that, you know, it's not that well run.
Anita, thank you very much. I appreciate it. JP on the Lower East Side, you're on WNYC. Hi, JP.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You care about the grades?
Very little. Most of our home kitchens would get a C or worse. And it kind of depends on the restaurant. If you're going out to some place that's serving, say, sushi, yeah, you want everything scrupulous. But if you're going to a Chinese joint where everything's coming out of a steamer or a 400-degree wok, you don't have to be quite as scrupulous with everything.
All I know is I'm not coming over to your house for dinner.
Oh, I'm a good cook, man.
Thanks for the call. Jeff in Colts Neck, you're on WNYC. You care about the grades?
Yes, but there's a dichotomy about that. One of our favorite restaurants in Chinatown we've been going to over 20 years. We went this weekend, and I had not seen the placard with the grade on it, and I walked in, and I had to go to the bathroom. And when I walked in, I went, whoa, what a difference. This bathroom is incredibly immaculate. And then I took a peek in the kitchen, and it was a visible change from previous visits.
Uh-huh.
Even though we continue going to that restaurant because it's just absolutely beyond delicious. But I guess the grading did make a difference, even though it might not caused me not to go unless I went to a restaurant I'd never been to before.
Right.
And
after, got it. Thank you. So let's see. I think in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific survey of callers here, Alan, from the New York Magazine food blog, I don't know. It seems like people on the Lower East Side don't care and people from Jersey do.
You know what? You know who really cares is the Department of Health, I think. And what's interesting about this isn't just the letter grades, but it's the fines that come with the letter grades. And it's sort of hard not to be cynical about them because you look at, you know, the Department of Health and what they've brought in fines this year, and it's about $15 million more than they made 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. So is this, you think, what are you suggesting, that this is just revenue generation for the city?
I think that there's an aspect to it that's definitely there, and it's hard not to sort of see that connection. You know, these letter grades come out, all of a sudden the Department of Health is making more money in fines.
On our Facebook page, Jason writes, they are basically meaningless symbols of the Bloombergian nanny state. C. Brown writes, I have a hard time taking them seriously. Yesterday I went to an upscale bakery cafe in a trendy high-end neighborhood, and their grade was B, yet all the little greasy hole-in-the-wall takeout joints in my downscale low-end neighborhood have A's. Jean in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
So I gather you grew up in the biz?
I did. I've been in New York 16 years, but I grew up in Massachusetts, and my family owned a restaurant and catering business. And we always took cleanliness very seriously.
And so do you think these grades reflect something about the actual cleanliness of the place that would worry you as an eater if it's not an A?
I do think I highly regard the grades. Every kitchen that I have inspected, I have a habit of looking at kitchens when I go to a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And every single place that I was a bit skeptical about has gotten a bad grade.
Mm. What do you look for? What are you seeing in those kitchens?
The cleanliness, how they handle the food, if they're wearing gloves, trash in relation to where the food is, where they're storing the food, how they're storing the food.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We have a lot of sarcastic friends on our Facebook page, Alan. Amanda writes, I only eat at grade-pending establishments. And Nate says, I wouldn't eat at a restaurant that had below... No, that's an earnest one. I wouldn't eat at a restaurant that had below a B. I thought he said he'd only eat at a restaurant below a B. Ann and Bed-Stuy, you got our last 20 seconds.
Oh, hi. So I agree with some of your previous callers. You know, I was pretty excited when I first heard about this grape, these grapes, but then I started walking around my neighborhood, and all these dumps in my neighborhood have A's, and then when I go to Manhattan to the upscale restaurants, you know, I see C's and B's, so I'm a little suspicious at this point. I don't know if you can really trust them.
Thank you. I don't know if it's ability to pay or what, but Alan Sitzma, senior editor of the food blog Grub Street at New York Magazine. Is it, 10 seconds, is it affecting business? Is it affecting revenue?
I don't think it is.
A short, concise answer?
I don't think it's making much of a difference.
Nobody says they've gone out of business because the health grade drew all their customers
that hasn't really been,
away.
I mean, they might have been closed because of an inspection, but I don't think any, you know, if you got a B versus an A, I don't think that that's deterred customers.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Happy eating.
You.
And have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.